Buenos días.
Good morning.
Abran sus Biblias en el libro de Colosenses, capítulo 1.
Take your Bible and open to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. All
right. Thanks, Joe. Oh, man. Hey, it's been a joy to work with Joe. We had a lot of fun together, and it's great to be part of a great team with Sandy, Lori, Allison, Kaylee as well. So, and I appreciate you guys, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to open up God's Word and share what God has put in my heart for you all this morning. So, like Joe said, Colossians chapter 1. We'll be in Colossians chapter 1, and let's go down to verse 9, and we're going to do verses 9, 10, and 11. And then what we're going to do is we are going to expand from there, and we're going to be in different verses in the same chapter in Colossians 1. So, Colossians 1, verse 9. And so, reading from the ESV, and so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. And the title of the message this morning is A Prayer for You. A Prayer for You. I remember when I was in high school, I had the opportunity to work at a local bank back home in the Dominican Republic. And I was able to do that for all 4 years of high school. And it was a tremendous opportunity that the Lord gave to me. And but to be able to do that, just like any other job that you take, you have to go through a process. So you come and you meet with the ones that are in charge of that program, and you have to fill out a bunch of papers, and then you come for sessions so you know what to expect and so you know what to do. Same thing if you've been in a mission trip, right? You come for different meetings, and you talk about schedules and where you're going, what you're going to do, so you know what to do when you get to whatever the place that you're going. Maybe you remember your process when you were applying to come to faith. You had to do a bunch of paperwork, and you had to go through a normal process that we have in order that you can be accepted as a student. And then even when you were accepted and you come here to faith, then you have to go, as you remember, through a lot of sessions so you know what we expect from you, so you know what to do, so you can maximize your time here at Faith. And I share with you these different stories and illustrations because I want you to connect all that with what we just read here in Colossians chapter 1. The examples and the situations that I just shared with you, I want you to connect those to what Paul is saying here to the in the book of Colossians. And if you read a few verses prior to that, you are going to see that Paul was so encouraged by the report that he heard from the brothers and sisters in Colossae of the work that God was doing in and through their lives. And this morning, I want you to think that it's not just the idea of, yes, I understand the gospel, just like it happened with the people in Colossae. It's not just like, yes, I know I am saved. It's not just like, hey, I know I'm going to heaven. I know I am secured in Christ. And yes to all that. Yes to that, and amen. And praise the Lord for that. But I think it's even more than that. Because when Paul heard of their faith, when Paul heard of their love for one another, Paul was so encouraged and he was so passionate that we just read that verse 3 said that he was praying for them. Verse 9 said that he has not ceased to pray for them. And Paul was so passionate that the gospel not only transformed their lives, but also he was so desiring for a deeper desire and focus, not only in their minds, but also in their hearts, so they would live a life that honors and glorifies God. Paul was so passionate that he started praying for them that God will do a work in their life and that God will do something even greater in their lives. So I want to encourage you this morning to do the same. I want you to pray. We must pray constantly for unstoppable growth. Let us all pray together, just like Paul did, for unstoppable growth in our lives. And what I mean by that is that we ought to desire a continual growth in our life. That as we know that God has saved us and transformed us, that we would not just stay here and be content with what God has done, but that we develop a desire to grow daily in our walk with the Lord. That yes, we understand that we have been saved by grace and that God has transformed our lives and that he has forgiven us. But when we not stay here, but that we would grow constantly for God and for our passion to know him personally. So from this text, how should we pray? Well, look at verse 9. It says, "And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding." Number one, pray constantly to be filled with Christ. It's really interesting because this word "filled" has the idea of completely full, to the uttermost. It's like you filling up your water bottle every day to the top. You do it every day, and you want as much water as you can. And the purpose and the idea behind this word is that we will be filled with Christ just like that. And Paul uses here three words: knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Do you see it in your text? And the idea is to possess information, to acquire information. Wisdom, the ability to understand, to exercise, to execute with spiritual wisdom that comes from God's word, that comes from the Lord. Understanding, the idea of how to proceed now. So the idea of knowing God's word, putting all the information that we can in our minds and in our hearts, so we know how to proceed with wisdom, so we know what to say, how to act in a different situation, but then applying that with understanding as we walk in this life. It is a daily routine that should come out of our lives. I remember when I finished high school, I was probably about 19 or 20. I started losing a bunch of weight. As far as food, anything was just settling right in my stomach. I wasn't thinking right. I was tired all the time, and I was just trying to figure out what was going on. So I went to the doctor, and after a bunch of tests and exams, they say, "Hey, your thyroid is not working properly." So I went through a bunch of medications, and then finally they say, "Hey, we just gotta literally burn your thyroid, and you have to take a pill every day for the rest of your life." And since I was 19, 20 years old, I've been taking a tiny, small pill every morning, and that literally is my thyroid. And if I can put it this way, every morning, I make sure I take that pill so I can function right. And I fill myself, if I can say that, with that pill. And it helps me to go through life for the last 23, 24 years. I'm still gonna do it for the rest of my life. And what is the point? I need that so I can survive, so I can live, so I can function in life. In the same way for us spiritually, we need God's wisdom. We need to be filled with Christ so we know how to function in our Christian walk. Yes, Christ lived in us. Yes, we are believers in Christ. Yes, we have the Spirit of God. But listen, we don't know everything in life. And He will never know. We will never know more than God. We will never know more than our Savior. And that's why we need Him every day. That's why we need to be in the Word. That's why we need to pray every day. That's why we need others, believers. Proverbs 16:16 says, how much better to get wisdom than gold? To get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. In other words, it is understanding what God loves and what He hates. It is understanding from God's Word that when we go through trials, hardships, temptations, we ought to be filled with Christ, full of Christ, to know His will, to commit to Him, so we can communicate to others the truth of the Word, so we can connect with others as we serve God. We ought to pray constantly for unstoppable growth. Listen, you are in a very unique and special place here at Faith. And you are inquiring a lot of information, tons of information every single day. And God, listen to me, God has given you a tremendous opportunity. I call it a window of opportunity. Just like He did to me when I was 22 and went from the DR to Wisconsin for college. An amazing opportunity. And God, when I was 22, gave me this small, tiny window. And He gave me 4 years at college. And now, as I look back, I see this tiny window that He gave to me. How God has been expanding it. How God has been opening other doors for ministry. But it started right here, being faithful to God, being truthful to the Word, doing what I was called to do, getting all the information, getting all the knowledge, getting all the wisdom. So now when I look back at my life, I see this huge window of opportunities that God has given to me. And it's all God. And you're here, listen to me. And God is giving you this small window right now for you to maximize that time. So when you go out of faith, God will continue to expand and open more and more and more and more and more for His glory, because He wants to use you. But we have to continually fill ourselves with Christ. But not only that, as you do that, we're called also to walk in Christ. Look at verse 10. It says, so as to walk in manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. In other words, the idea is to continually walk with God. It talks about not only our walk, it talks about our behavior. It talks about our daily living. It talks about to walk worthy in a proper manner as a Christian ought and should walk in obedience to the Lord. Look at verse 4 and 5 of Colossians 1. Look at what it says. It says, since we heard of your what? What does it say there? Look at your Bible. What it says, verse 4? Of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the what? Of the love that you have for all the saints. Paul says, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel. And Paul is saying here, listen, man, when I heard about you guys were awesome. Your faith in Christ was so powerful that we got the report and we were so excited to hear what God was doing. But not only that, we also heard about your love for one another. And then Paul goes on, and you don't hear the text saying, hey, just you're good. Don't do anything else. You're totally fine. You don't have to love more. You don't have to grow in your faith. You're perfect. Is that what he says? No. Paul said, man, I heard about what God is doing in and through you. And Paul says, I want God to do even more. Is that your desire this morning? I want God to do even more than that. And that's why Paul started praying for them and say, man, I'm going to pray for you not only to be filled with Christ, but also to walk in Christ. Your personal walk. With your family, with your friends. That's why Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. For what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And Paul continues on, he says, walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. And then Paul says, going and says, bearing fruit in what? In every good work. In other words, to have a fruitful life that produces results. You know, when people that work in the farm go in the field, they spread the seed. What do they expect in the future, in the near future? That those seeds will what? Will grow. They're looking forward for the harvest. You know, growing up, my dad grew up in the farm, and when he moved to back to the capital, then he got married, children, da da da. And when God gave us a house, we had a fairly small backyard, and my dad started. He wanted to have some trees that will not only grow in our house, but will give us fruit. And we had a mango tree, avocado tree, cherry, and so forth. And every year, that was the expectation for us to see a lot of mangoes and a lot of avocados. And it happened every year. And it bare fruit. But not only that, it not only blessed us, but we were able to be a blessing to others. We didn't eat all the mangoes. We shared with others. Why? Because of the abundance of fruit that we get. And that is the point. As we walk in Christ and as he does a work in us, it's not just for us to say, God, thank you for what you're doing in my life. But it's also for us to be able to go out and be a blessing to others. And for God to use our life in people's life. Look at verse 6 of our text. Verse 6, it says, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it's bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Paul is talking here about the gospel and how it impacted their life. And I was going out. Look at verse 7. Just as you learned from who? Epaphras says, our beloved fellow servant, that he is a what? What does it say about him? He's a what? He's a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. I mean, he's a great example. Paul says he's a great example of what I'm talking about. A man that walked with God and now brings the report and has been a blessing to you. For us to continue to grow in God, like he says in verse 10, bearing fruit in every good work, and what else? Increasing in the knowledge of God. This word increase has the idea of an extraordinary growth. A large growth. And Paul is saying here, that's the way I want you to not only please me and know me, but grow in me. Is that how your life is growing in the Lord? As you look back to last year in August when you came to faith, have you grown? Have you taken steps to be more and more like Christ? Listen, you should be a different person than when you came in August to faith. I should be a different person than when I came to faith in August. Because of my exposure to God's Word in chapel, for you, through classes, through interaction with other students, going to church, listening to God's Word. I should be growing every day. By the time we end this year in May, you should look back last month and see, Lord, thank you for the growth that you have given to me. But it's all going to come as we expose ourselves to God's Word. Just like Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Paul says, I have not gotten there yet, but I am going to keep pursuing and growing. Listen, it's just not acquiring information and storing information in our minds. This word has the idea also that you got to get out there and distribute that information. The way you live and to others. Because what we know about God should affect the way that we conduct ourselves. When you more about God's holiness, that's going to make you think of the things that you watch, the things that you see, your thoughts, your words, your actions. When you understand God's love, you're going to know more how to love others better. When you learn about God's righteousness and justice, when you learn more about God's generosity in your life, we ought to be more generous. Not only to give our life to God, but to give to others. So that's why we must pray constantly for unstoppable growth. As we walk in Christ, but then we'll end with this verse 11. It says that you may be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. We need God's strength. We need His power. We need His might to be able to do what God has called us to do. To be able to fill our life with Christ daily. To be able to get in the Word. To be able to obtain wisdom. To be able to know how to act and how to proceed and how to live this life. To be able to walk in this world. We cannot do it on ourselves. We need His strength. And that's why Paul prayed this way. May you be strengthened with all power. Look at verse 5 again of Colossians 1. It says, because of the hope laid up in you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of truth. The gospel. The gospel is the power. It is the power unto salvation to all who believe. It is the power that will carry you daily. When you're going through whatever the situation is, that you know that you can do it in Christ. When you don't know what to do with this trial or temptation or relationship or whatever it is, that you go back to understanding that God, I need to pray that you strengthen me to do what you have called me to do. When you come here to faith and you're trying to figure it out, should I stay? Should I leave? Should I finish? Should I come back? Whatever it is, God, give me your strength to do whatever you want me to do. I tell you that my sophomore year at college, walking from the dorm to the dining hall on a weather of negative 45, I did ask myself, Lord, why am I doing here? Like, why am I here? What am I doing here? Why? Why here? Might as well just go back, you know, and wear shorts and t-shirts every day, and I don't have to worry about all this stuff. But you know what? You know what he reminded me? I remember. I can take you to the same spot. And it was right when I was opening the door to go into the dining hall. So you know what, Lord? You brought me here. You know what, Lord? There are people paying for my tuition so I can be here. You have provided a way for me to be here. Help me to be faithful. Help me to finish. Because I'm going to tell you something. Many times, we like to think on this box right here, I'm just ready to finish, and I'm done, and I'm out. Can I encourage you? Can I challenge you? Don't think this way. Maybe rather think this way. God, I know this is tough. I know this is hard. But I'm going to stick with it because I know that you're going to do greater things in the future. And God is going to take your faithfulness, your responsibility, your sticking it through with his strength. And you're going to look back on the other side and you're going to say, Lord, it was all you. And I look back to 2006 when I graduated from college. To 2024, and I was like, Lord, it was your strength. Just like he says here in the text, it was your might, according to his glorious might. Just like Paul prayed for the Ephesians as well. He says in chapter 1, verse 19, says, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power to us who believe? Listen, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. That is the power that we have. It is his power working in us. Because he knows that we cannot do it by ourselves. He knows that this world is going to bring trials and temptations and hardships. And we're going to be tempted to quit and not to walk with God and not to read God's word and not to pray. And when that comes, remember that we have, as believers, his power in us through the Spirit to get up and read his word and pray and do what he has called us to do. It's Christ that has made it possible. And it's Christ that makes it possible. And it's Christ that will continue to make it possible until we see his face. Because Paul says, with all endurance and patience, with joy. And the text only says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transfer us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. And that is the base of what we do. I operate daily based. I am forgiven. I am saved. I am secured. And that's why, God, I want to know you. I want to walk with you. I want to serve you. I want you to maximize my time. I want you to maximize the life that you have given to me for your glory, for your honor, for your kingdom. But listen, is going to start for you and for you and for you is going to start right here. I remember in college, freshman, sophomore, and junior year, getting up an hour early to go to Devos. Require Devos. Not optional. Require. And if you were not there at, you would get demerits. And you say, wow. So I'll tell you something. I have talked to many of my classmates and others that are older than me. And you know what they have said? You remember those times that we have to get up and go in the snow and run, you know, so you're on time and you can sign your name? Remember those times? I said, those times were the best times in my life. And today, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, that's what is carrying me through in the ministry or whatever they're doing. Their walk with Christ. And as disciples of Christ, may we continue to be filled with Christ daily, to walk with Him, so we can make more disciples and more disciples and more disciples. Because what we truly need is to pray. You need to pray for unstoppable growth. It's all Him. It's all Him. I want to finish this morning by actually praying together. So what we're going to do is get together. You don't have to move around. People around you, groups of three or four, and let's pray together for unstoppable growth in our lives. And then in about 2 or 3 minutes, I'll come back and close in prayer. Lord, thank you for your goodness to us. And we pray that you would be honored and glorified in our lives. Thank you for the opportunity to come together this morning and sing praises to you, hear your word. I pray, Lord, that you, your spirit will take it and use it in our lives. Lord, thank you that opportunity to be here of faith and for all the great things that you're doing, Lord. Pray that you will continue to be with our students, faculty, staff. And Lord, as we also get ready for spring break, that it will be a refreshing time for all of us. We need you, Lord. Thank you for your word again. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen.